Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's play some music here.
Spinning around. It may look like I'm surrounded. said you give it to the ghost, no.
God God does not condone or sanction evil. He does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. So may we experience the freedom that comes from the true revelation of God's unceasing love for us. God loves you with an unconditional love. To know God is to know love in its truest form, because he is love. Love isn't just something he gives. It isn't just something that he feels. It is who he is. God's love for you is limitless and has the power to set you free from every wound, thought, sin, and broken relationship that causes you to live anything less than a joyful and content life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God shows his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Really, take a minute today and allow the truth of God's word to settle in your heart. While you were still a sinner, Christ gave us his life that you might live. God demonstrated the depths of his love for you by sending Jesus to die while you were still a slave to sin. At your lowest point, God loved you with an everlasting love. There is no need to cleanse or fix yourself before you run into the arms of God. There is no need to fake happiness or holiness with your Heavenly Father. God loved you prior to clothing you with Christ. He loved you in the midst of every mistake you make. And he will love you whether or not you love him back. His wrath was satisfied with the death of Jesus so that you could come to him just as you are, simply experiencing his love. Titus chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit." So take time in guided prayer to allow the Holy Spirit to wash you with regeneration and renewal. Allow God to cast out any fear or reservation that is keeping you from experiencing the fullness of his love. Allow him to establish a new foundation of grace on which you live with unshakable joy and security in the affections of your Heavenly Father. Meditate on the depth of God's love for you. Allow the truth of his grace and mercy to settle and change your perspective. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 to 16. "Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of the womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved in you the palms of my hand, and your walls are continuing before me." So what keeps you from experiencing God's love? What thought or wound holds you back from spending more time with your Heavenly Father? In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfect in love." So allow God's love to renew within you a longing to spend more time with him, rest in his presence, receive a fresh revelation of his goodness, spend time with your Heavenly Father, just letting him love you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, "The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." It is vital that as believers, we are constantly checking the status of our mental and emotional health. A single lie planted in our mind has the power to steer us away from the experience and the fullness of God's love. If you are having a hard time pursuing a relationship with God, take some time to find out why. If you can't seem to find joy, take time to do a mental and emotional inventory. May you experience freedom from whatever thought, belief, past or present, even worry or doubt that is keeping you from the abundant life Jesus came to give you. I always suggest you to read Luke chapter 15. It'll bring this devotion more into life for you. Amen. Okay, well, I gotta get rid of some people here. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay, Gopher Jeff. Well, let's take some, hold on, before we do that, okay, let's get into the question here. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living this life, traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you once again for bearing my sins and giving me the gift, precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you. Hey, okay, so anyway, listen here. Okay, let's get rid of the term McGillicuddy. Okay, he keeps coming back. Okay, I can't seem to get rid of him. Okay, he came right back. Okay. This is not a repeat show. Today's date is 1/28/21. Okay, and it's 8:37 p.m. All right, let's take some callers here.
Don't forget to announce I'm taking calls.
Okay, Tony's taking calls on me. All right. Hello, 585.
Hey, Kenny, how's it going? It's Jeff. How you doing tonight, bud?
All right, how are you doing, Cobra?
Not too bad. Just calling in. Are you doing okay? You're not sounding too good tonight, bud.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried about
you. It's my COPD.
I'm just making sure. I mean, I heard during the show, you know, the stuttering a little bit, and you got a bunch of us, you know, Mark especially, we're all a little worried about you. Just making sure you're okay. You know, we've heard there's some stories going around and some photos going around that kind of are concerning us.
What kind of photos do we have this time?
Tony, I'm talking to Mark here, man. I'm just trying to look out for the man. We're worried.
I understand you're talking to Mark. Well, Mark's not on the line.
I'm Kenny. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
Kenny
sorry,
and I are
Tony.
Taking calls together now.
Well,
and
there's
you did
some
say,
photos.
You did say I was involved in these photos, so why can't I get you be on here to defend myself?
Well, you can be on to defend yourself. I'm just. Can
Alrighty
I see
then,
him, please?
Can
Alrighty
you show me
then.
A,
thanks, Tony.
Can I see one of these photos?
For one, we're just worried about Kenny, the way he's been sounding, the way he's been acting, not being around a lot. You know, we're worried that he's getting back into the bottle again.
I don't drink.
We know that, but we're getting a little worried because we're finding, you know, there's been a lot of photos going around. A bunch of us just saw the photos.
Okay. Well, that was Tony F. saying goodbye. All right, let's take another caller. 111.
Repeat.
Okay, let's take another caller. Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hello, Ken and Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Doing good. Hey, good show up till the last couple callers.
Well, you know how that goes. They always want to call in with their silliness and that they've seen photos of this and that. And, you know, it's just the same old stuff over and over again. Ken and I don't go anywhere. We don't take photos. We don't drink and anything else they accuse us of doing. You know, it just becomes silly after a while. So why bother with them? Might as well push the X button and throw them off.
I hear you. I hear you. So, how's it doing down in Texas there? How's the weather and stuff?
It's doing okay. It's doing okay. The COVID is still around, and and we're fighting against it.
Yeah, it's everywhere, but I'm saying, how's the weather? Is it warm down there? Is it cold?
It's been cold at night and warm during the day.
Yeah, it's like 10 degrees up here right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I can deal with it. I like listening to your show. It gives me a godly thing, and kind of makes me mad, too, when the trolls are, like, acting up, saying, oh, Doug the drunk. Well, guess what? Doug ain't the drunk no more. You know?
Hey, man.
Sure, I smoke a little wacky weed and maybe drink one or two beers, but I'm not the raging, falling down alcoholic I was. And you guys helped me do that, and thank you very much. And that's all I got to say. So go ahead and move to your next caller.
Okay. Well,
bye,
then,
Doug.
Be blessed. Thank you, Doug. Be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Let's take the next caller here. 111. Okay. Waited all that time just to do that.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
We enjoy that.
Yeah.
I like to see him stay on real long, 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 and then come on and be stupid.
Yeah.
Just, ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. Well, we got no more callers, so... Okay, we got people that's on the show that's listening, but they're not pushing the one key. Yes, that was Ziggy Hopper. All right.
Well, let's play a couple of songs, and we'll see if we get any more callers on the line. And if we do, we'll take those callers as soon as we come back. Remember, you can call us at 657-383-1487. Push the one key and let us know you want to talk to Kenny or Tony F. or the both of us. We're here to answer your questions. Give me a call, y'all.
Amen. Okay. All righty. Okay. So anyway. Let's play some music.
Strange cherry blossom. Thank you. me who I am and whom I'm made to be. Sweet simplicity, let it be. With purity now I see how you come to me in simplicity. Show me who I am and whom I'm made to be. Sweet simplicity, let it be. With purity now I see, yeah.
Guys, we're back. Ah, okay. Let's take some more callers. 111.
Seaman.
Take some more callers.
Hello, this is Albert. Is this pastor fellow that came into my store tonight?
Nobody came in your store tonight. Goodbye.
Such wonderful callers you get.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
And then Mark is constantly telling me, you should do a show. Why would I do a show with these callers I'm going to get? No.
Yeah.
Good night, Tony Talk. See you on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Okay? Okay? Thank you for chiming in. Okay? Whatever, Ashley. Go. You know where you can go. Okay? You're already there.
Oh, look, you got a caller.
We got Doug again. Oh, okay. Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to listen, man.
That's all right.
I don't really got much to say. I'm just laughing, listening and laughing.
Well,
looking
at
your chat room.
And you be blessed.
Well, how come these guys in the chat room don't call in?
Oh, because they're just running their mouths.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
I get it.
Yeah.
They like to talk crap about everyone, but they don't want to,
exactly.
Engage. They
exactly.
don't want to engage. Except Pastor Veal.
Yeah. And he's just vulgar.
Yeah.
I was very glad he didn't call in tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Take calls. What do you think we're doing?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh, well, I'm not a good call. They all hate me and they want me, banned. And, they say I send death threats and things. Hey, I don't send death threats to nobody about nothing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we know that. We know Veal is full of it. Like I told him last night, if he's that scared and that worried, call the police. Stop being a pussy.
Yes. That was good, Tony, how you did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you have to just cry about it?
Yeah, you caught him red-handed. He can't
always.
Prove nothing. You
never.
Can't prove none of it.
Just said he had pictures of me, that I was sending him nude photos. That's just crazy. I'm an old man, honey. Don't nobody want to see this old be naked? I don't even want to see
Yeah. Okay, well, have a good night, you guys.
All
You too, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
Take care.
Take care. All righty. We got some more callers. 111. 111. Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Hello, this is Pastor Veal. How are you?
All right, Pastor Veal. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored because today I put most of my life savings in Dogecoin, and now it's at 5 cents, and I have a lot of money now. So I'm going to ask this to you. Can I buy the GRM name?
Nope, nope.
How about for $1 million?
Nope.
Why not, may I ask? It's $1 million. You could use it to do other things.
We can do everything we want to do now.
Everything you want to do now, which is sit on your ass and watch TV or something to that nature?
I'm old enough that I can do so. And you don't know what I do, so we're good.
Yes, but I would love to buy the GRM name. I think it would do good things, and I would do great things with the ministry, as I'm a pretty good pastor, I'd like to think.
Nope.
No, why do you say no?
Because I said no. You asked a question. We gave you an answer. No.
Well, don't you want more people to be brought to the Lord?
Even if we just bring one person to the Lord, that's all that matters.
Amen. I agree, but with this extra money,
why do you need God's Rainbows Ministry? Don't you have a big 10,000 followers in Orange County or wherever you're from?
I absolutely do. The Church of the Holy Sacred Pilgrim, but I would like to expand our media presence I would like to expand our media presence by buying out God's Rainbow Ministries, and I'm willing to offer at least $1 million to $500,000 to do so.
Okay, let's see. Let Kenny and I repeat this again for you very clearly. 1, 2, 3. No.
Are you making Ken? Are you coercing Ken into saying no? I think you are.
Are we what?
I think you're coercing Ken into saying no. And also, I want to hear from Ken, not you. You don't own the show.
Okay.
No, I don't want to sell the show, okay? This is my show. This is my baby, okay? I've been doing it for a good long time, so I'm going to keep it.
Amen.
Not even $500,000 to $1 million. You could fix your bike with that. I know your bike has been sitting out in your front driveway for quite a long time.
Why do these people think that your bike is messed up? I don't understand that. It needs to put the battery in it. Why do they act like the motorcycle is trashed and wrecked? And you know, I don't get these people.
Yeah,
They're stupid, man.
It's not trashed or wrecked.
Not trashed or wrecked. So how do you get around?
Victor's takes us where we need to go, or I take the bus, one or the other.
Well, not right now.
Yeah, well,
if you had
$1 million for me, you could buy a nice car. You could buy a Tesla. And I know Teslas are pretty big out in the San Antonio area.
I don't need any fancy cars.
But you could recruit so many more people to your church if you had a Tesla. Just think about it. You'd be the pastor with a Tesla.
You mean like those other pastors out there that take money from their flock and drive expensive cars? A true man of God is humble and doesn't need worldly possessions.
Well, I agree with this,
we're trying to
recruit people to the Lord here. And also,
you don't recruit people to the Lord through bribery. You cannot buy people to come to the Lord.
Amen. Well, I'm saying this because I know Ken's nature. I know that he's asked for money for his flock before. I mean, those GoFundMe.
How can you know Ken's nature if you don't even know Ken?
He's got those GoFundMes up, so I assume he's asking for money for the flock. You know, like
he's not asking for nobody from nobody, and there's not a running. You're going through this again, and there's no running GoFundMes. They were from years ago. They're not even usable anymore. No money ever came in. No product ever came in. So you need to just quit with your bullshit.
Well, that's all. Please don't cuss at a pastor. I'm trying to have a civilized conversation with you, and not
no,
you.
No, you're not. You're being hateful and conniving. You're not trying to hold a good conversation. You're telling Kenny that
I
he needs to own a Tesla and be a rich pastor.
I mean, you could be. Why are you? I'm just because
you can't buy your way into
heaven. $1 million for
you can't
the name
buy your way
of this,
into
you know, garbage show. I can make GRM so much better than it is right now. We'll get new hosts on here. It won't be me. It will be a new host who will lead plenty of people to the Lord, and we can
well,
expand
out. Let me ask you
something.
Why don't you take that $1 million and you just, hold on a minute. You wanted to have a good conversation. I'm going to give you a good suggestion, and I'm not being sarcastic. This is a true suggestion. Take that $1 million that you have, that you're trying to buy GRM with, take 35 of those dollars and get you your own show on Blog Talk Radio.
I have my own show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Abba's House Ministries. I've just not been busy doing it.
No, that's
because
Kent.
I have my
that's
own.
That's not you. That's Kent, and he threw you off.
No, I bought
that's
that
Kent
show's
and he
name.
Threw you
I,
off
I
that
own
show.
That show now.
Yeah,
I am the executive producer of Abba's House Ministries. I am the executive
producer. Well, we wouldn't
Abba's
know because we don't
Ministries.
Listen to it, obviously. Not worth the time.
Well, that's good. I don't really want you to listen to it because
I'm glad.
If you were on there actively, my flock would.
I'm glad.
You know,
we much prefer to listen. We much prefer when you come on here and make an ass of yourself.
I don't think I'm just offering you money for this show name so I can make it better. You know,
why don't you
I don't
take
know.
That money and I don't know. Do something with it. Take your kids somewhere. Aren't your kids traumatized because Doug was threatening to shoot them in the head and rape them? Get them some therapy. Put your $1 million to good use.
I think I could put $1 million to good use. I'd give it to Ken, and he could fix his COPD so it doesn't sound like he's, you know, jacking off in the background.
If you had any intelligence,
GRM,
no, you
can
fix COPD.
Then why did you keep making all that noise in the background? I know you can't fix COPD, but you can certainly make it better, and you can certainly make Ken's health better. I mean, come on, the guy sounds like he's dying in the background. Why don't
well,
you
know what?
COPD
is a killer. It will kill Ken eventually.
Yep.
And
talk about something you know.
I want Ken.
Don't just call up
Ken
here and rattle
healthy.
Your tongue. Speak about something you know,
healthy,
or don't bother.
Wealthy and wise. I want Ken healthy, wealthy, and wise. And, you know, you're just sitting here rejecting this $1 million because I think you want Ken dead.
Well, if that was the case, I'd let you give Ken $1 million. And then when Ken would be dead, I'd get it. Think about what you're saying.
I think you want Ken dead.
No, you're full
you're
of shit, dude.
$1 million that I'm offering.
If I'm telling
show.
You we don't want your $1 million, and you know you're saying that I want Ken dead. Well, no.
This
either
is,
way, Ken would be dead.
This is clean money. This is clean money,
board.
And I'm seeing Kosoff in the chat saying F Veal. Kent and Veal are co-pastors. Yes, we are co-pastors, but I own his show, and. I think you just should take me up on my offer. Yeah, Mr. Sparkles is right. The taxpayers are tired of funding your welfare scams. You just really,
Did you know that men can't get welfare in the state of Texas?
Men can get welfare in the state of Texas? Are you
men
dumb?
Can't. A man
men
cannot
can't
receive welfare.
No, there's a federal welfare.
Call up here with
there's
ignorance.
Federal
what you need to do is study up before you want to call and insult somebody.
So I know
yeah,
Texas.
Want to say
I know
that we're on welfare,
law.
And there is no welfare in the state we live in.
Before I went
so
to
what
seminary,
the hell are you
I graduated
about?
With a politics degree. See, I'm talking like you now, Tony Farrar. Hey,
you
take
really?
Some more callers. I am. See, I do
okay,
this
good.
Inflection with my voice.
It's wonderful. One should have inflection in one's voice. When you don't
Thank
have
you.
Inflection...
I know this. But listen. I'm just saying I can make this show so much better if you just allow me to invest in your show. Hell,
why don't
I don't
you make
care.
Why don't you make your show better?
Because
you're not answering my question.
I want to make this show better. I know that we're competitors, but we're all trying to get people to the Lord here. And I would like you to bring more people to the Lord. You can't even get your main guy who calls into the show to come to the Lord. See, Kosoff, he's an atheist. He just sits and chats, that drinks his alcohol. You can't even bring him to the Lord. So I am so godly that I will fix GRM. I will make it a godly show. I will make it the godliest show that's ever existed. I am.
Oh, really?
Serious.
Are you really going to do
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yes, the first step would be getting rid of you. But
you know what? That would be my first step, too, getting rid of you. Bye, y'all.
Okay. Adios, Pastorville. Okay. Well, anyway, we're ending this show. Okay. I'm going to say God bless you. Have a wonderful, have a wonderful night. And we'll see you back there again on Saturday.
With questions and answers with Ken and Tony F.
Yes. Goodbye, everybody. Love you.
Be blessed.